Crowds of Iraqi Kurds celebrated the referendum vote in downtown Erbil after polling stations closed. An estimated 5.2 million eligible voters in the three northern provinces of Erbil, Sulaymaniyah and Dohuk cast their votes. After the high turnout, many were euphoric.
I am so happy. I wanted to be one of the first ones here. I only slept for 3 hours. This is a historic day for us.
I have voted in presidential and parliamentarian elections before, but this is the most important one because it's about independence. I hope the new Kurdistan state will be a state for everyone. Kurds, Arabs, Assyrians, Yazidis, everyone who needs safety and wants to live in freedom.
Other areas outside the region known as the disputed areas also cast their votes in around 2,000 polling centres. The voters chose either yes to an independent Kurdish state or no to remain an autonomous region of Iraq. The vote had been peaceful, but in the disputed oil-rich city of Kirkuk, security forces took to the streets as the vote proceeded, fearing it could alienate Turkmen and Arabs there. The vote is not binding and is not expected to result in independence anytime soon. But the Prime Minister of the Kurdistan Regional Government, Netiran Barzani, who was among those spearheading the campaign, has hailed the vote as historic.
Today is a historical day for the communities that live in this country, Kurdistan. Our message is that the Kurdish people, along with the other communities that live here, want to live peacefully and democratically, and they want to express their opinion on their future and on the future of this country. This referendum does not mean that we will declare the independence of Kurdistan the next day, and nor is it to identify the borders of the Kurdistan region. These two issues are very important, and all our neighbours in Baghdad must understand this. We just want to show the world what our people want.
But it comes amid widespread international concern. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has expressed worry about the potential destabilising effect of the referendum. The United States and Iran have joined the Iraqi government in repeatedly rejecting it and its results, with Iraq describing it as unconstitutional. Australia too has said the time is not right for the referendum, while Britain says it risks instability when the focus should be on defeating IS. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has gone further, warning Turkey, which fears the effects on its own Kurdish population, could shut its border in the area.
Nobody should expect us to close our eyes to a new crisis and clashes zone near our borders, 350 kilometres. Our attitude on this issue is very clear. Regardless of its results, we call this referendum, which is not in conformity with the current law in Iraq, null and void. We call it illegitimate.
And in neighbouring Syria, Assistant Foreign Minister Ayman Sosan maintains the referendum harms the sovereignty of Iraq as well as the Kurdish people.
One of the basic rules of the international law is safeguarding country sovereignty, territorial integrity and peace. So the referendum held by some extremists has negative impact on Iraq. Although the Kurds may find it good, they are still Iraqi people.